Let's take our Bibles once again and turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. Proverbs, chapter 12. I'm telling you, I continually am reminded of our Lord's words to his disciples. Lord, why do you speak in parables? He said, because it's given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. It's not given unto them. It's given unto you. And this morning, as our blessed Lord, through his Holy Spirit, speaks, pray that we might hear. Lord, cause me to hear. I want to hear. That a believer hears the voice of the shepherd. There's no doubt about that. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, just I was thinking about a few moments ago. To hear the voice of the Master say, that was his word. That wasn't my word. That was his word. How can I not sin? He doesn't charge you with it. And if he doesn't charge you with it, it wasn't yours. Christ put it away. My sheep hear my voice. You know, there's a scriptural reference where I know that there was some that actually heard the visible voice of the Lord. I know Saul of Tarsus did. Acts 9:4 says, Saul heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? But we don't hear his voice physically, corporately, right now, but we hear it. We hear it in his word, we hear it in his promise, we hear it in his providence, and we discern that's the voice of the Lord. That's his voice. How do you know? How do you know when it's the voice of the Lord? How do you know when it's the voice of the shepherd? Here's how you know. When you hear the voice of the shepherd, does that voice, number one, expose you for what you are? In yourself, does it expose you? Does it convict you of what you are? Does it bring you down? And then does it lift you up? Does it cause you to find great comfort in hearing the blessed voice of the Lord Jesus Christ? Does that voice cause you to look away from yourself? Boy, now I'll tell you this, there's a real keynote right there. If the voice that you hear does not draw you to look away from yourself and your works, it's not the voice of the shepherd. It's the voice of the deceiver. His voice draws you to see him only as all of your hope, peace, comfort. Let's look at one verse of scripture this morning, Proverbs 12:25. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop. The word heaviness there is concern. Concern for God's honor. Concern for his glory, his honor. The Lord's people, they reverence him. you think back what we read with Paul the Apostle, talked back in Romans 7. He said, I see a law in me. When I would do good, I don't know how to accomplish that myself. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. It gives me, reveals to me, teaching me. Heaviness in the heart. You know why believers are here this morning? They want some comfort. Don't you? You want some comfort. And don't try to glaze over it, sugarcoat it. I do see, as Paul said, I do see in me a law. Heaviness. A body of death. Tell me, be honest with me, tell me. I know you're not going to fool me. David said in Psalm 51:3, I acknowledge my transgressions, my sin is ever before me, mine. I did that. Job said, I've sinned, what shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Paul did say, as we read a while ago, wretched man that I am. The prodigal said in Luke 15, I've sinned against heaven before thee. Heaviness in the heart. Concern. Concern because of the presence of sin. As I said just a few minutes ago, man, when you know that there's a presence of something and you're having to walk around with it, and the Lord tells you, well, I put that away. I feel the pain of what I actually see in myself. Oh, when I can be honest about it, I acknowledge my transgressions. If we confess our sins, you know what that means? If we confess what we are, If we confess our sins, He's just to forgive us of our sins. You know why He can forgive us of them? Because He charged the guilt of them to Christ. If we confess our sins, and a believer has no problem whatsoever being honest with God, I acknowledge my transgression. I have sinned. I have failed. I'm the man. Oh, and how am I brought to this? How am I brought to this? As I said a while ago, you know why men by nature are not concerned? They don't see themselves in need of a Savior. Let me tell you how merciful the Lord is. Turn over to Psalm of Solomon. Here in Proverbs, just keep flipping back to about the next book. And, it's Ecclesiastes, then Psalm of Solomon. Psalm of Solomon 4:16. Let me tell you what's going on. Heaviness. This is what the Scripture says. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it proud. Well, I know this. Heaviness, concern. Concern is what that word is. Anxiousness, but a good anxiousness. Concern for God's honor, God's glory, God's praise. Seeing this body of death that I'm walking around in, who shall separate me from this? He will. But concern for His honor. Oh, let me tell you what a blessing. You said, yeah, but I grieve over what I am. Oh, what a blessing. David said, it's good that I've been afflicted. It's good that God's talking. You know, I thought that meant just physical affliction. It might. But I tell you this, there's a spiritual affliction too that I just, you know. that I walk around with. And I let's just be honest about it. How did I get there? You know, a man is dead in his trespasses and sin, man. He don't care. Yeah. Is it grief? Do you know any unbelievers that are really grieving, that really grieve over rebellion against God? There's none. Let me tell you that. Hold it. Before you answer, there aren't any. They're not grieving over rebellion against God. Only a believer. Let's look at Song of Solomon 4:16. Awake, O north wind. Now, let me tell you from back in our study, if you want to go back, but I'll just tell you what we said. That wind is the Spirit of God. The Spirit that's like the wind blows where it listeth. And you hear the sound thereof, but you don't know where it's coming. You don't know where it's going. Everyone born of the Spirit, like the wind, sovereign. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. That north wind is that cold wind to us, cold to us, that convicts us of what we are, exposes our nakedness before God. For what we are in ourselves. Awake, O north wind. Teach my people what they are. Teach them what I've saved them from. Show them what they are as having fallen in Adam. Show them what they are as they walk in this earth as pilgrims, sojourners, in a wilderness, and they know this is not my home. I see this old body that I'm body. What a blessing that God can show a man or woman what they are. What a blessing. You know what? It's just hard to be proud when you see yourself as just unable. I just can't do that. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. Same Spirit, but the warmth of the comfort of telling God's people that He's shown what they are in themselves, and He comforts them with a soothing warmth of God's Spirit that teaches them how He's put away their guilt. What's going to be the fruit of that? Blow upon my garden. You know, aren't we proud of our garden? You know, you get a garden going. You want somebody to come out here, whether you got corn or beans or flowers. Or, man, come out here. Man, look at my garden. Look at that. Man, look at them beans. Look at those tomatoes. Have you ever seen flowers that look at that thing? I fertilize those things and I boy, smell that. Doesn't that smell good? I like to smell dirt. Now, you know, I've had people say, I do. I really do. I like the smell of dirt. Don't you, Jeff? I remember I used to be out there with my dad. I remember my dad telling me that one time. He said, I like the smell of dirt. And I smelled that and I thought, I got to where I thought, you know what, I like that. Blow upon my garden. Why? That the spices thereof may flow out. All that which God has produced by His Holy Spirit. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. There's the Lord speaking and there's the bride speaking back. Blow, O north wind, show my people their continual need of me. And then blow, O south wind, tell them what I've done for them. Tell them that I put away their guilt. Remind them that I am their substitute. Remind them that I am their high priest. Remind them that I ever live to make intercession for them. You tell them that again. Why? That the spices will just come forward. Smell the fragrance. Oh, how wonderful does grace smell to a believer. Doesn't this message smell good? Doesn't this taste good? Doesn't this sound good? And I tell you, don't take up my time and bore me and make me mad and stuff like that. Don't tell me how I ought to be, you know, doing so and so, giving the rules. Tell me how the Lord has put away my guilt. But when you tell me how the Lord's put away my guilt, I'm going to know something about what I'm still dealing with in this life right here. Listen, dude. Remember when David sinned against the Lord with Bathsheba, and God sent a prophet to him? 2 Samuel 12:13. David, after Nathan came and told David, this is what you've done. You're the man. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away your sin. Thou shalt not know. I've sinned against God. Blow, O north wind. And Nathan says, the Lord put away your sin. O blow, south wind. Teach me a new comfort of His substitution. Oh, the blessing of hearing from the one who has been offended. That he has found a ransom. He, in justice, put away my guilt before himself. Tell me that one, because that the cold wind, when I see that sin in myself, I think, why? Why do I act like that? Tell me again how the Lord has forgiven me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me for Christ's sake. And the assurance of God's Word tells me your sins have been put away. Blessed, this is what we quoted this morning, Psalm 32:1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there's no guile. God Almighty, who chose a peculiar people to himself and purposed to save them, made his Son to be their substitute, obedience, suffering, redeemed. Paul, writing to the church of Corinth, said, and you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Yes, heaviness in the heart of man makes it stupid. The realization of the presence of sin draws me to, in heart. Heaviness in the heart makes a man in the heart stupid. Caused me to be prostrate before him. Forgives me for Christ's sake, it reveals the mercy of God. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh this too, but a good word maketh it glad. A good word. And there's none good but God. A good word. Tell me what God has to say about putting away sin. Not what man says. Don't tell me how sin is putting away by me walking down the aisle. God didn't say that. God Almighty didn't say that a man's sin is put away by man praying through. God didn't say that. Tell me what God says about absolute justice being satisfied. Tell me something that this world could have never come up with, that Almighty God took one who in himself, pure, holy, spotless Lamb of God. Tell me again how God Almighty made him sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Tell me one more time how that in Him There's no sin, no charge, no charge. Tell me one more time, because I'm still struggling seeing what I am in myself. And that heaviness, concern in the heart makes me stoop. Lord, oh, what a merciful God you are for showing me what I am in myself. And a good word makes me glad. And I can go to sleep tonight with that. I can lay down tonight and I can say, you know what? The Lord put away my guilt. Does that leave a man to be licentious, carefree, just don't care, just disregard His word, disregard His gospel, disregard His people? Oh no, that'll make him so tense. He'll stoop in heart. Tell me, you just tell me one more time. One more time will suffice. And you know what a believer will do. They'll leave this world with that attitude. Tell me one more time. When I'm on my deathbed, when I'm laying there and the checking account don't matter anymore, when all the land and all that, when it don't matter, when I'm getting ready to leave this world, tell me one more time how God put away my guilt. Tell me how I can stand before Him in Christ, justified before God's law. Tell me that one more time and it'll suffice me. Oh, may the Lord bless our hearts with these words for Christ's sake.